That's always kind of been her thing, right? Drawing?
You have to promise not to freak out.
Amber drew that?
She's working through some stuff.
You know, feelings aren't bad. When you get angry, sad, or scared, put it in here, where it can't hurt anyone.
Here's the thing. Life is all about balancing the good and the bad.
I saw an eyeball with legs.
Every part of that was horrifying.
Sketch. In theaters now. Get your tickets at angel.com/sketch.
Summertime, you're out, maybe you're traveling, you're on an adventure, and you're thinking to yourself, maybe this is a perfect time for me to get a tattoo and save this memory forever. Or maybe that's a terrible idea. Let's check in with the experts.
Healthwise with Dr. Wider, the Anna and Raven Show.
Hey there, Jenna. What's going on with tattoos? I mean, I know that there's needles. I have plenty of tattoos, as I think you're aware of. Beyond that, what do we need to be concerned with?
Yeah, Raven, a brand new report just came out this morning that said that 35% of tattoos or permanent makeup inks that are sold in the United States are actually contaminated with bacteria. So I wanted to ask you, how many, like what percentage of people in the United States do you think have tattoos?
Well, I think it's much higher now than it used to be. I'm going to say 30%. It's still not everybody.
No, you know what? That actually nails it right on the head. 32% of U.S. adults have a tattoo, and about one in five or a little bit more than 20% have more than one tattoo. And so this is it really, really important information for people, and they definitely need to put it on their radar screen.
So what are we going to do about this? Ashley, how many tattoos do you have?
12.
Wow. Do you?
I do.
Wow.
They're very well hidden.
Right up there with me. Right? I had no idea whatsoever, and I won't get creepy about it, but wow, 12 of them.
12.
Jenna, how about you?
Zero.
What? I mean, all those sorority stories you've shared. Come on.
Yeah, I know. I know. I actually, it's really funny because my sports team in college, we all wanted to get like a little tiger on our ankle.
Mm-hmm.
And my parents were so like vehemently against it. I think it's because I come from a family of doctors. So I never did it. And I regret it, to be honest. I really do.
Yeah. So what else do we need to know? It's not like we're going and scraping them off or anything.
No, that's absolutely right. I think the issue is that we need to remember that the FDA doesn't really approve inks for injection sites into your skin. And so it's very, very important that when you're getting a tattoo, you go to a very reputable place and a place that has, you know, good reviews online. And it's something that you really, really want to research before you do it, because if these inks lay around for a long period of time, especially if you do this in a drunken stupor, you know, if you're away somewhere abroad, it's really important to maybe think twice about that.
Mm.
I think also to remember that with a study like this, there's definitely going to be some follow-up to it because it affects 30% of people in the United States. It's an issue with safety, and they did an alert back in 2019, but with this study compounding that alert, I think that the FDA may need to put permanent ink on the list of things that need to be cleared, like, by the government.
Well, if me and Ashley got our tattoos 10 years ago and we're still here, then we're probably all right.
Also, remember, Raven, the other thing is, after you get a tattoo, you really need to make sure that you take care of it. And remember that, you know, you need to keep it sterile, and you need to follow all of the advice that you're given by the tattoo artist, because some people just jump into, you know, a lake, and if they don't follow instructions, they're upping their chance of getting an infection.
Right. Well, you know what? Yeah. I never subscribed to the idea of getting a tattoo on vacation anyways, but I've got friends that are covered with stuff they got overseas, and they were crazy before they went. So there's no way to know whether or not the ink had anything to do with it.
That's right. And just look for signs of infection, right? So if you have a fever, if you see streaking coming from the tattoo, if it's warm to touch, or there's anything coming out or leaking, definitely go see a doctor, because it's something that's easily treated with antibiotics.
Thanks, Jenna. Yeah. If people want to learn more, they can find you at drwider.com.
Thanks so much, you guys.